This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A couple more news stories here before we go back to your phone calls. What a crazy time to be alive. You know, here's one thing, too. Like, I still want to be able to enjoy life. I still want you and the audience to be able to enjoy life. And so you have to try to find a balance here. But, I mean, when you stare down the reality of what we're facing, you almost feel guilty trying to enjoy life. And so that's why, like, for me, if I step away, I can't even think about this stuff because I just feel guilty that I'm not fighting against it. That's why when Alex goes out of town, he can't stop working. But when I see Democrats now using racism as an excuse to keep pedophiles out of jail, and these are not people that are just watching porn on the internet, like maybe watching a child rape video on the internet. No, these are the actual physical abusers of children. And I'm not making this up, folks. We relinked the National File story at Infowars.com. Democrat lawmaker opposes Arizona bill that raises sentences for pedophiles because it would hurt black people. Right now, if you're convicted of a sex crime against a children, you get 12 years. The proposal would make it a life sentence. Well, who would be against that? Well, I know, a pedophile. That's who. Look at that. Pamela Powers Hanley. Let me tell you something. You know what? I'm almost done with any. Because, look, I'm on air. We've got millions of viewers. You have to be responsible with that power. But, you know, the mainstream media lies all day. Why would I not just go with my gut instinct? That's a freaking dude. That's a dude, that is a transsexual pedophile dude who doesn't want there to be punishments for pedophiles and then says it's racist, probably because he knows that he's guilty of those crimes. But hey, what do I know? I'm sure this person that wants to protect child rapers, I'm sure that that's the person we should be listening to, and I'm the bad guy. Michelle Obama urges Senate to vote for H.R. 1. That is the bill that would allow the Democrats to steal every election from here on out in human history. Basically, the end of free and fair elections. So call your local senators, call your local representatives, send them emails, messages. Do not vote H.R. 1. Do not vote H.R. 1. Do not vote H.R. 1. There will never be another election in this country's history if they pass H.R. 1. It'll all be selection. They'll have a billion mail-in ballots at their disposal every 4 years. eBay banned sale of Dr. Seuss books. That's nice. What's next? YouTube deletes CPAC speech from Trump. Oh! They'll never censor President Trump. It's just those crazy people at InfoWars. It's just Alex Jones, and it's just Owen Schroyer. No, it's Trump. It's Dr. Seuss. It's you. And Ben Carson calls this poison in our system. I'm still kind of on the fence of whether I want Trump to run in 2024 or not. The only reason I would even go with it is because that seems to be where the populist opinion is, so that's okay. I'd rather someone else step up, but let me tell you, the short list for Trump's vice president should be Kristi Noem, Ben Carson, Ron DeSantis, and what was the other name I put out last night, guys? Skipping my head, and I think it may have actually been my favorite one. Oh, Tulsi Gabbard. That should be the short list for Trump's vice president picks if he does want to run. By the way, in New York City right now as I speak, and you're not allowed to broadcast this anywhere because everybody who would has been banned off the internet, including Right Side Broadcasting, there has been a huge event happening in New York City today outside of Trump Tower. They revealed a Trump 2024 president campaign flag or whatever in front of Trump Tower, and tons of people showed up. So again, Biden got 80 million votes. Can't get a million people to watch his inaugural address. We're now months after it. Can't get 1,000 people to tune into any of his live streams. Doesn't have rallies. Nobody shows up to his events. Trump has just a spur-of-the-moment event in New York City. Everybody shows up.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday, and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, I can sit here and rant all day, but I'll get too much into my own head, and I want to go to your phone calls now. So we go back out to the phone lines, final hour of the Alex Jones Show today. By the way, I will be hosting all 3 hours of the War Room, where I will get into my real news coverage with my stack of news here. We'll be doing that coming up. But back to the phone lines we go. Brian has called in from New York, where they had a huge rally for President Trump today in New York City. Nobody covered it. Everybody that's there is banned from the internet. More people showed up to that event than any Biden rally that's ever happened. But, yo, I'm sure Biden won, though. I'm sure, Brian.
Yeah, not. It's great. First of all, thanks for taking my call, Owen. I constantly watch your show, man. I've been probably watching for over probably 16 years. And I love you guys. I pray for you daily. I pray for the spiritual warfare that be protected from you all, guys. And listen, man, I really appreciated you guys getting Dr. Tenpenny on, too. I saw actually an interview with her a few weeks ago, and it's amazing because she is just not a great patriot, but she's very dedicated to her work. She actually, when I first heard her a few weeks ago, she had only found four areas of our body that's attacked. Now she's up to number 10. So I just appreciate that, man. And I hope and I pray for her that nothing happens to her. We all know what happens to the truth seekers these days.
What a sweet lady, too, because you hear her breaking this news, and it's like, yeah, it could kill you this way, it could do this harm, and Alex is like, wow, so this could kill people, and she's like, yeah. It's like, she doesn't like finding this stuff out, folks.
Hey, so on this Bill Gates thing, he truly is the walking devil. I got hooked up to a video, another interview, where this Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, she's over from Germany, and she's part of the WHO. And, that man actually had the audacity and the arrogance to approach the board and wanted to be an elected official on the WHO board. And they absolutely struck him down. So what she says now is, and she's got this all, there's a video out there you can find. I think if you just did a search on Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, you'll probably find it. So he goes around the back of the WHO and now is approaching all countries separately with his own contract. And they can't touch this man. If it's proven that he's killed millions and millions of people, he has absolute undeniable immunity. They can't go to his house. They can't take his computers, which will be most of the evidence. They can't do any of it. None of it.
Hold on. Are you talking about Bill Gates?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And you're saying it's that doctor. Guys, pull that doctor back up. Ashley Struckerberg that's trying to expose this?
Astrid. Yeah, her name is Astrid Stuckelberger. So she's the one who's getting all this information out as much as she can. She's a whistleblower from from WHO. Who? She's actually in a conference, on a Zoom conference, speaking to a board of different people, and they seem like they're all in Europe. But she did. She brought right out the fact that, you know, he approached the board. He wanted to get voted onto this board of the WHO. And they, you know, said, absolutely not. You can't have that. And but now he just goes around that and just approaches these countries. And he gets them to sign contracts, which continues his total immunity. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, imagine, though, if you're an evil genius and you have a chip on your shoulder against humanity, you hate humanity for whatever reason growing up, and so you plot with this chip on your shoulder to get back at humanity, and then finally you're in your victory lap, you're in your victory stages, you're finally getting back at humanity. Well, what would happen? Well, you'd go on TV celebrating it, smiling and smirking about how everyone's about to die either from a virus or a vaccine.
Amen to that. You're exactly right, Owen. You're exactly right.
Boy, who does it sound like I just described?
Yeah, Mr. Bill Gates. Otherwise, I like to call those corporate guys Richard Craniums. Get it?
Yeah. Dick brains?
Yeah. but one last thing. You know, the guy who stole the White House, it's amazing. I found a huge document back from 1992, and he addressed the Senate. And it's probably about an 8 to 9 page long document where Joe Biden is pressing the Senate on how the United States needs to be in the New World Order. And, I mean, he takes it all back. He takes it all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, and that Woodrow Wilson wanted us to be in the world, New World Order, all the way back then. And we know it goes back as far as we can see. But just the fact that he put this onto the Senate and said he was going to do this the whole week, and he did. And it's probably about an hour each time he presented this to the Senate and was, I mean, just annihilating them with all this information and all the pressure, and actually stating that the American people want this. It's in this document. I could probably dang, I should have had the link for you guys. But if you go out there and do a search for 1992 New World Order addressing the Senate, Joe Biden, you'll find it. You'll find
it. All right,
it.
Brian.
And,
yep. Thank you so much for that call. Let's go to, again, we have the most informed audience. Since our audience is in a 5-minute phone call. We'll give you more information than you'll find on any cable news program, most likely, except maybe two or three of them. Let's go to Cass in Wisconsin. Cass, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O Matic. I have a wild conspiracy theory regarding Bill Gates' COVID vaccine and his recent large farmland purchase. I think Bill Gates is going to put COVID vax or future vaxes in the food using DERPA GMO tech. Also, do you think there is a literal witch's brew in the cabal Kool-Aid vaxes causing demonic possession, hallucinations, even in little babies? Go ahead.
So there is a leaked video of I forget what it is. I believe it's at the Pentagon, and it does appear to be Bill Gates. Now, it's been widely debated. But it's a leaked video where they're talking about vaccines and chemicals, but specifically killing the quote unquote God gene and how they can use vaccine therapy or whatever to attack the God gene, as they call it. And so I won't go off in too much of that, but it's basically what makes you spiritual, what gives you your instincts to be good, your conscious. And so again, it looks like Bill Gates. It's been debated if it's Bill Gates or not, talking about how they can use vaccines to kill the God gene. Now, they all say, oh, well, see, here's the problem. Here's something that the crew found there. COVID-19 vaccine, they've killed God. I can't feel God anymore. My soul is dead. That was what somebody said after getting the vaccine.
So what they do is they demonize God, they demonize religion, and they say, see, religion is the problem on the earth. It causes war. It causes this. So we have to kill God. That's the problem. And so that's their excuse. But really, they're just trying to act as God and kill off humanity. It's all very dark and twisted. I don't know if the crew can find that video or not. But it's interesting to think. I mean, there's something about Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. He didn't do that just for fun.
On a different note, did you see where the Mars, since Mars is hot right now, did you see where the Mars rover landed, the Perseverance rover landed, the name of the crater it landed in?
No.
It was Jezero, J-E-Z-E-R-O, the only word that in English, well, in on planet Earth, that's Jezero is a Serbian Balkan word meaning lake bed, and the rover landed in a lake bed. I just found it weird that there is all these Serbian references everywhere, from where the NASA rover's landing to WandaVision in Sokovia.
Yeah, I didn't really get too much to get too much into that Mars landing stuff. People were saying how it looks fake and everything, so I don't know. I don't trust NASA, quite frankly, and I don't really care to go to Mars either. I'd like to live on Earth, but I guess if the globalists conquer it, maybe we should.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Handlers have just put out a tweet saying that we have a new safe and effective vaccine. It's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Yay! So Biden probably doesn't even have a clue what's going on. Actually, we don't know if it's safe or effective because they haven't run testing on it. They've done no trials on it. And yes, it's been released to the public with no trials. Remember, this is the same Johnson & Johnson company that knew they had asbestos in their baby powder formula for decades. Remember that little goodie? Johnson & Johnson poisoning your baby for decades knowingly? Aw. And now they're going to vaccinate you. Ooh, yummy. And Joe Biden says it's safe and effective, even though Johnson & Johnson admits they haven't done trials, and they're actually running their first series of trials right now on infants. Boy, they love to go after those babies, don't they? Hitting them with the asbestos for decades and covering it up. Now hitting them with that untested vaccine. Oh, but don't worry. They're above the law. So if every infant they inject with that Johnson & Johnson vaccine dies, they'll have no legal repercussions because that's how the law works for the vaccine manufacturers. Isn't that nice? Oh, and this is just a week ago this story was in the news. Johnson & Johnson sets aside $3.9 billion amid baby powder lawsuits. Oh, so I get it. So you poisoned babies for decades at Johnson & Johnson, and now you're basically broke because of all the lawsuits, so now you're going to try to sell a vaccine to make up for those losses. I get it. That's how it... Okay. Now I'm really confident in this system. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Trish has called in from the state of Washington. Trish, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk a little bit about what Sherry Tenpenny was talking about, the vaccine side effects. One of the big issues is if you have something that may resemble any kind of side effects or anything after you take a vaccine, if your doctor denies that it's from your vaccine, it doesn't get reported. And a lot of things are underreported when it goes to the CDC. And I know that the Informed Consent Action Network, what Del Bigtree works with, they actually sued the CDC several times on that because they're underreporting all of those side effects, no matter if it's a COVID vaccine or a regular vaccine. And just recently, the CDC removed the on their website how the vaccines don't cause autism, and then they put it back. Now, the Informed Consent Action Network, they went and sued. They just did it on the 2nd of March. They're suing the CDC again regarding that. So these vaccines are, the side effects are not being properly reported because if your doctor doesn't agree with it, it doesn't get reported. And another thing is, I know from personal experience with this COVID vaccine, Kaiser, my medical insurance, they emailed me a digital consent. They wanted me to consent digitally to get the COVID vaccine without any type of information. Now, that's really shady.
So I'm confused. Did you, like, request to get a vaccine and get it through insurance, or they just sent this unprompted?
No, just every once in a while, my insurance, they send me emails or whatever, but I got an email a while back, and they said, hey, you know, if you want the COVID vaccine, you know, you can consent to have it. You know, your COVID or your flu shot, you go on your web portal, you know, that you personally have with your insurance.
Did you read that consent form?
Yeah, it was a digital consent form when you went there, and there was actually no data. It gave you no, you know, like you have, there was no fact sheet, there was no nothing.
So what are
you
consenting
to, exactly?
So, you know,
like when everybody says, you know, you can get the, you know, the vaccine insert, they don't give you that information.
But,
and
so
a
I'm
lot
asking,
of people
hold on,
don't
hold on,
know
hold on,
about
Trish,
it.
Trish.
Yeah.
What are you consenting to, exactly?
They wanted me, the Kaiser wanted me to consent digitally on their website to get a vaccine.
But I mean, are they saying like, but I'm saying, what are you consenting to? Are they saying if you have side effects, like that they won't be held responsible or something? I mean, what is the, like, what is the sign off? Why do they want you to sign this?
Well, I believe it was just, you know, like when you go in the doctor and you get a vaccine and you have that little piece of paper that, you know, you have to sign the piece of paper. It's like a consent for a vaccine. That was what it was, but it was digitally. So they assume everybody's going to get the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
They just, hey, this is easy. You can digitally consent for it and then go into Kaiser and get your vaccine. And, you know, you don't have to fill out any paper.
Look at that. We have this thing here. Oh, my gosh. This is insanity. Hold on. Go back to the top, though. All right. Sorry. There. They admit Pfizer biotech vaccine. I mean, folks, they are telling you this is a, oh my gosh, this is a, Trish, thank you so much for the call. Honestly, I'm so overwhelmed by this. And, I mean, how this responsibility to give you this information lands on my lap is just, I mean, folks, they are literally doing a worldwide trial. They are literally doing human experimentation with a brand new technology, biotech. So, I mean, look, dude, they fake the pandemic. They're trying to get you to take a trial vaccine worldwide, a whole experiment around the globe. I mean, it's overwhelming. All right, let me squeeze in another call. Margaret in Massachusetts, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. It's nice to speak with you again. I've called in the past. I wanted you and the audience to know I'm a nurse, a registered nurse, with over 25 years experience. I have a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree. And I did not know about all the toxins in animal and fetal tissues that are in vaccines. And I learned a lot over the past 11 months by listening to InfoWars, which led me to such great doctors and physicians like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You know, there's a bunch of them, Dr. Wakefield, Dr. Pilewski. I learned so much more about these vaccines this past 11 months. Doing research, listening to Dr. Tenpenny, way more than the Harvard-affiliated Boston hospitals that I worked at ever taught me. You know, the propaganda, it's corporate propaganda, and it's...
But, Margaret, don't you see how that's why, for me, to be sitting in this chair with this microphone in this audience, it's like, it's not even like a, oh, I'm not worthy, it's just like a, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, I didn't ask to be telling you that there's an agenda to kill you.
God asked you. God asked you. God is asking all of us. He's opened our eyes for whatever reason this year, Owen. You know, your caller earlier, Trey, he was great. I really empathize with him and his wife. The high-pressure tactics that go on. I was fired. I was fired just last
week. There, Margaret, hold on the line. I got to take a break. I want to hear about this. It's just so incredible. Folks, again, look, I'm Owen Schroyer. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm not that great, okay? For whatever reason, the mainstream media won't tell you. This is a giant worldwide human experiment, and it could potentially just kill you, okay? So there it is. I don't know what else to say.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. And that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and at Fuzzy InfoWars.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
It's just total madness. Apple, Amazon, Microsoft attend Chinese Communist Party AI conference alongside Chinese military. So you've been sold out to China by all of our major institutions. And you've been sold out to the devil by most of our media and politicians and Hollywood here in the United States. And I held over Margaret here folks, I'm just overwhelmed because I don't know how to explain it. But it's weird that it's like a burden and that you're somehow on an island because you just want to tell people the truth and you still want to have a free human race on planet Earth. So I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if people are going to look back at these broadcasts in 10 years when everybody's dying from the COVID vaccine or whatever other vaccine or who knows what else is going on, or they're in total a Chinese death camp or something. And just look at it like, wow, InfoWars, boy, they were like prophets or something. No, folks, I'm not a prophet, okay? I'm 31 years old. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I came up in sports media. I've been on the radio hosting talk shows since I was 21 years old. And as soon as I found out how the media was lying to me, and as soon as I found out how serious it was, the implications, well, that's how I ended up right here in this seat hosting the Alex Jones Show. But when all I do is just take my, quite frankly, probably addicted, obsessive, compulsive disorder that I have for media consumption, and then have the constellations building up in my head with data points, so that I can then sit here and tell you the constellation, we are in the middle of a worldwide human experiment. The first level was to release the virus and see how it would spread and study it. Now we're in the trial of the quote-unquote vaccine. Now, you didn't sign on to this. I didn't sign on to this. We can try to avoid this as much as we can, but it's nearly impossible now. It will be totally impossible in 5-10 years. I don't know what the solution is. My instinct is to warn people about it and hope that they'll wake up and take action against it. But, you know, maybe there is no solution. Maybe this is just our ultimate destiny. To which then I'm wondering if I'm insane for even trying to stop this from conquering planet Earth, whatever this force of nature or humanity is that is currently conquering Earth right now. Off world, different dimension, I don't know, okay? But I can't even get a fellow human to agree on basic stats and basic facts because they've been so brainwashed and they've been so turned over to Stockholm Syndrome and believing that their slave masters will save them. It's just crazy. I mean, like I said, the last thing I want to do is to be an insane person thinking people care. Hey, maybe people want to be slaves. Who am I to stop them from being a slave? I don't want to be a slave. And so that's the disconnect. Hey, liberal progressive dumbass. If you want to be a slave, be a slave. I don't care. In fact, I got some laundry in my house right now. You can go do it for free. Go clean my bathroom. Go do all the stuff. I'll give you a free vaccine. If that's really what you want your destiny to be. That's what Bill Gates wants your destiny to be. He won't be so kind to you. That's what China wants your destiny to be. They won't be so kind to you. Oh, boy. And so we take the callers, and they're the best callers. We have Margaret, a nurse, called in who, I mean, how dare you, Margaret, who's been a nurse for decades and has a master's degree. How dare you be educated on the truth? How dare you know about these vaccines? How dare you want freedom of choice? And so now they're threatening to fire you over this?
When I said that I learned a lot this past year, I really mean it. I used to give flu shots. I used to do flu shot clinics. And those little package inserts, hardly ever read. They are almost, the font is so small, they're almost illegible. It's really difficult. But again, just for a matter of time, I did not know all the things that are in vaccines. Now, from a religious perspective.
But isn't that crazy? You know, like, when I almost don't even want to tell people, hey, you know there's dead baby parts in the vaccine?
Yeah.
Hey, you know there's fentanyl in some of the vaccine? It's like, I don't even want to tell it. It's so out of control. It's like, I don't even want to say it.
I know. I honestly, honest to God, I didn't either. I would have never been vaccinated. I would have not let my daughter get vaccinated. But anyway, the pediatric hospital that I worked for took a hard stance this year, and they demanded everyone get a flu vaccine. And it didn't make sense because everyone's got to wear a mask. And so,
and by the way, according to the CDC, there's zero flu anymore. So we've eradicated the flu. So why would you need that vaccine?
Exactly. That was something else that was a point that I tried to bring up. But they took a hard stance, and I said, no, this goes against my religious beliefs. I'm sorry. I've taken these vaccines in the past, but I didn't know what was in them. And now that I know what's in them, I'm not taking them, and I'm not compromising. And I actually had the HR representative say, well, usually when we, you know, kind of press the issue, people cave. I said, well, not this one. So I was fired last week because I will not take a flu vaccine. And the main other reason about this, I took such a hard stance, is because I knew if I kept giving in, and everyone keeps giving in, the next thing that's going to get mandated is the murder injection. And there's no way in hell me or my family are taking that. But it's okay. I have a very supportive husband. You know, this has given me an opportunity for a new beginning. I'm going to become an activist. I am going to fight this tyranny, and I really mean this. God bless you and Alex and the brave doctors like Dr. Tenpenny. I'm part of her boot camp, by the way, where she does a lot of education. Because if I didn't learn what I learned in this lockdown, which actually worked against the corporate New World Order, I probably would have taken that murder injection. And I probably would have had my daughter and my husband take it. But I learned a lot this year. And, you know, sadly, I try to educate some of my coworkers. Every single one in the department took that injection. And it broke my heart. And I fear for their lives. And I pray for them. But all I can say is I'm glad to be out of the corporate hospital system. And I'm going to do everything in my power to educate this people on this and to fight it. So thank you guys for the opportunity to tell everyone that.
Well, thank you for the call, Margaret. And I mean, look, folks, believe me, I'm just like you, maybe in some ways even worse. I want to go play 18 holes of golf. I want to go have a hot dog and a cold beer at a ball game. I want to go to the beach and have the sand in my toes and the sun on me. Like, I want to be a human. I want to enjoy this creation of God. I love it. It's awesome. But the damn devils here are trying to take all of it from us. They hate us. And it's like, I was thinking about this because the crew flashed something on the screen. Here's the problem. You're a good person. You don't assume the worst about somebody. In fact, you're the opposite. You assume the best about somebody. We have to accept this, and I would say, in fact, I'll predict in 5 years this will be basic brain functioning, basic thought processing here in our own intelligence systems. Folks, a Democrat, a liberal is lying to you, period. End of sentence. Done. They're lying. Assume it. Anything a Democrat says is a lie. Anything a liberal progressive says is a lie. And I'm thinking about this because apparently, I guess, Jack Dorsey's going on the Joe Rogan show. Remember when you had Tim Pool and the Twitter lawyers in the studio that day? Well, everything they said was a lie. They just lie right to your face. They have no qualms about it. Nothing holds these people back. They are lying scum. And they're going
to... It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cover so much more coming up on the War Room here in the next 3 hours. I'm going to finish up with your calls on the Alex Jones Show. But no sooner as I'm sitting here ranting about how Democrats, just everything they say is a lie. It's just that's their operating procedure. There's a group of migrants at the southern border. I'm going to play this coming up on the War Room. They're all wearing Biden t-shirts and they're all saying, Biden said he would let us in. Biden said we could get in and get free stuff. And now we're being held up at the southern border. What's going on? He's a liar! I'm telling you, it'll be 5 to 10 years. It may be too late by then. But within 5 to 2 years, people will finally get it. Everything a Democrat tells you is a total lie. It's a total inversion of reality. And then at the sub-level of that, the Democrat voters, the liberal progressives out there, they're just Stockholm Syndrome. It's kind of like a lesser of a lie. Like they kind of believe it, even though they have their own repercussions or, you know, kind of in their own head. They just go along with the big lie because they want to feel like they're part of something bigger. So, quick couple headlines here. Pelosi claims Capitol is under threat from all of Trump's men. Oh, yeah, but they admitted that they just faked another insurrection yesterday. Nothing happened. And so now they've said March 20th is the big day. Wait, we had it wrong. It's going to be March 20th where all the Trump supporters are going to go. Nobody's talking about this. Trump's not talking about this. I don't know a single Trump supporter talking about this. Not a single Trump supporter I know ever wants to go to D.C. ever again in their life. And, you know, I'm so, you know, I don't even want to.
I'm just going to say this. If you're listening to, I don't want to make blanket statements, but most conservatives in D.C. that are kind of just getting popular now, look, they like to dye their beards, and they like to have their hair perfectly coiffed and combed and gelled, and they wear the big fancy suits, and they get their new podcast now, and they get to go to the dinners and the events in D.C., and they get their, they still have their Twitter accounts, and they still have their YouTubes. They know everything that InfoWars talks about here on air is true, and they'll never say any of it because they're too comfortable, they like looking fancy, they like having the prestige, they like their paycheck still coming in, and they like getting the invites to the White House dinners and all the other stuff. So they will never tell you the truth. They censor themselves. Not here. Fake news ABC desperately tries to drum up controversy after four Trump supporters show up to planned March 4th insurrection. So probably just people showing up in Trump hats just because they're in D.C. or they're tourists. And then they say, oh, there's the insurrection. Four tourists in Trump hats. See, we told you we needed a fence. Oh, and they've also now extended the National Guard for another 60 days in D.C. Here's a heartbreaking story from the Gateway Pundit. Julie Kelly at American Greatness, a family on trial for January 6th. So a whole family goes to D.C. for the 6th. They listen to Trump's speech. They walk to the Capitol. They get waved into the Capitol building by police. Now they're all sitting in jail and have been in jail for weeks. Did you also know that there's pastors that have been sitting in jail for months for opening their churches during COVID? No, you don't hear any about any of that, do you? Joe Biden can't talk. Every press conference, it's not even press conferences, but every speech, every address, every live stream he does, he's falling apart at the seams. I'm going to play more of it coming up. You had it yesterday where they had to cut off the White House feed on Wednesday because he was falling apart. He had to ask Nancy Pelosi's permission to take questions. Then you got Pelosi appearing to be just drunk off of her ass in this video. I'm going to play all of this coming up on the War Room. Biden is not the acting president, folks. Kamala Harris is actually doing all of the foreign affairs for Joe Biden. He doesn't even know where he is. Wow. And now they say, oh, Biden called off a second attack on Syria. Bull crap. Biden doesn't even know what the hell's going on in Syria. They're just saying that to try to save face because all the Democrats are mad that he's about to start another war. But again, he doesn't even know what's going on. But after the attack in Iraq, now the U.S. is saying, yeah, we may have to get further involved in the Middle East again. Oh, who would have seen that coming from the globalist pawn, Joe Biden, and the Washington establishment to put him in there that's never seen a war that they didn't want to get involved in. So, hey, you want to make some money in stocks? I would hold Raytheon. I'd hold Lockheed Martin. I'd hold Boeing. And, boy, bet your bottom dollar if Biden gets us involved in the Middle East, you're going to see some nice returns there. All right, let's go to George. If you like profiting off death, that is. I'm not one to do that. But, hey, you know what? You might as well. All right, George in Chicago, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for having me on again. Love you guys. So they might not even need a stage, a false flag to ignite a civil war. They could just require mandatory vaccination for those of us who don't get it, become second-class citizens, the same way that they deplatform anyone who's pro-truth, pro-freedom online. They could just do that where they stop you from being a functioning member of society. So...
yeah, they're already doing that.
Kick in. Yeah.
And see, here's the amazing thing. You look at a group like the Amish, I mean, who just were traditionalists or saw all this coming, so they just built an off-grid society. The political establishment is now coming after the Amish. So you think you live on a free planet? You think you live in a free country? Ask the Amish, who are probably going to have everything in their way of life shut down because of a fake pandemic. And it just shows you, no, these are totalitarians. The nature of our government is totalitarian. There is no freedom for you until we push back against it.
Exactly. I'm ready to go Amish. I'm ready to go off the grid. I'm ready to go retro if I have to. And I can live without social media. I can live without all this advancement of technology. But you're telling me that entertainment, markets, gymnasiums, that stuff's been around for thousands of years. You're telling me I can't go to these places? Like, I don't care if you get me off social media, but you're telling me I can't even go to the grocery store, can't even go to the gym, and primal instinct's going to kick in, and you're going to start seeing brawls at airports,
oh, yeah,
grocery stores.
Oh, you're already seeing that. Now, here's what's going to be interesting, though, George. With Texas set to reopen and Mississippi and Connecticut, and then West Virginia just announced today that they're totally reopening too. So there's going to be a move by the globalists, by the criminal international cabal, to put us getting uppity back in our place. I don't know what it is, but I can sense it, man. They don't like Texans being free. They don't like Americans being free. They don't like these governors lifting all the fake pandemic shutdowns. So there's going to be a response to the uppity people wanting to be free again. I don't know what it's going to be, but they're going to respond somehow.
Whatever that is, there's got to be a response, because if you're going to accept this technocracy, I mean, you're headed towards your destruction. I feel like the same way they want to abolish gender, I feel like that's an agenda to have a human hybrid merge with this new AI machine. And they're trying to get you to accept, you know, a smart home, smart meter, smart this, smart watch. The same way you have a chip on your credit card, I feel like they want to merge that
with wearables,
like a smart watch. They want to merge that. They want to get you used to the idea of having technology on your body and then eventually have it inside
of you. That's what they've always wanted, and they've been slowly premiering it. But the question is, how do they really get you to take it, or how do they force it? Oh, fake a pandemic, make people think they need it, and then boom, you've got it.
They make it think that it's about health. It's about your own well-being. They care about you. About getting making sure everybody's safe, because you're sick. They decide when you're sick and when you're not sick. Okay, I have no symptoms, and you're calling me crazy. You're telling me I'm sick.
But again, here's our ultimate hurdle in dealing with these people.
Yeah,
they will never be honest about who they are. These are totalitarians that are pro government and anti freedom. And if we could just get them to admit it, it would be game over. That's why they lie about everything they do. We are dealing with people that are pro-government and anti-freedom, folks, and they lie about it because they know if they were honest about it, you wouldn't follow a damn thing that they said. Thank you for the call, George. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, good to talk to you.
Kudos. Ditto.
You know, the lying leftist liberals will tell you that your favorite, Tulsi Gabbard, is ineligible to be vice president because she's not natural born.
Oh.
Why is she not natural born?
Why?
Yeah.
I guess because her parents weren't Americans when she was born. I'm not sure, actually.
Actually, both of her parents were Americans, but she was born in American Samoa.
Okay, so it's not like Kamala Harris is a different situation.
No, I'm trying to illustrate the point that they don't care what the definition of natural born is. They will use it to their advantage any way they can.
Wait a second. Joel Jefferson, you're telling me that liberal Democrats are liars and phonies?
I don't know. I'm saying we fall for their lies. Okay? What makes a lie a big lie is how many people are willing to tell you the same lie. It's not how big the offense is. It's how many experts will line up to tell you something that is patently false.
How is it, though, that Gabbard ran for president without anybody bringing that up? Isn't that funny?
Well, people will bring it up, but it never reaches the level that it's actually talked about. People brought up the fact that Kamala Harris was not a natural-born citizen, but it was never brought up in the debate.
How does it feel, though, how does it feel knowing that Pelosi and Kamala Harris are basically the acting presidents right now?
Well, I think it's Susan Rice and Ron Klain and Jake Tillis.
All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back hosting the War Room. I'm going to take the rest of these callers.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.